Rates of vaccine-preventable diseases such as pertussis or whooping cough are once again at epidemic levels in Colorado, with more than 1,200 cases reported so far this year.
We are still in the midst of a pertussis outbreak throughout the state. We continue to get new cases reported daily to us.
Multiple factors are driving the outbreak, says Weld County Health Department Director Dr. Mark Wallace, including decreasing immunity after childhood vaccinations. But some kids aren't getting the vaccine at all. This is where the personal belief exemption comes into play. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is the director of the Colorado Department of Health's immunization section.
In 2010 and 2011, Colorado had its highest personal belief exemption rate. Our exemption rate at that time was 7.2%, and I think that's the highest that it's been in at least recent years.
Herlihy says there are three ways in which children can be exempted from some or all of Colorado's required vaccinations. The first is medical, which requires a physician's signature. The other two, the religious and personal belief exemptions, simply require the signature of the parent or guardian.
The existence of the personal belief exemption in Colorado is obviously something that our legislature felt strongly about and created legislation around a number of years ago.
Most states only offer the medical and religious options. Colorado and 20 other states provide the personal belief exemption that gives parents the flexibility to opt out for philosophical reasons. The report doesn't advocate getting rid of the third exemption. Rather, it recommends requiring education or counseling for parents or guardians before a personal belief exemption can be signed.
We really support parental choice.
Stephanie Wasserman is the president of the Colorado Children's Immunization Coalition, a nonprofit based in Denver, who is part of the focus group in the report.
But we want it to be meaningful, and we suspect, and the research and data actually shows, that because we have such a lenient policy, many parents are electing to exempt their children just out of convenience rather than a very strongly held personal belief.
In states like Colorado, where a parental signature alone is sufficient to claim an exemption, the incidence of whooping cough is 41% higher than in states with more restrictive exemption requirements. Dr. Mark Wallace wasn't involved with the report, but says the idea of an informed choice by parents is something that he encounters daily.
And I find individuals, when they're looking at what to do for their children, frequently turning to the internet, where there's a lot of information, but there's a challenge today that the internet has sort of opened up this information hydrant without any filter on it.
California, Washington, and Vermont have all tightened laws that allow parents to opt out of immunizations. In Washington, where the law came into force in July of 2011, the change is already bringing results. Kindergarten exemption rates dropped by 2.5% in 1 year. Colorado's health officials are considering the recommendations. Legislative action will be required to implement an education requirement to the personal belief exemption. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.